All right, go ahead and open up for questions for wide receiver senior Ricky June.
Ricky, did you have any idea this week pass might be more of the offensive game plan?
Not really. Coach Johnson always, he always surprises me, but I know when my I know my number's gonna get called eventually, but I didn't know it was gonna be that early in the game.
Were you excited when the reverse got called? You probably seen the same thing Coach Johnson did.
Oh yeah, during practice he said we're gonna have to run the reverse at least one play because they chase a lot, so that was a good play by Coach.
Rick, on the first Marshall touchdown, you were blocking downfield. Do you get a feel that he's behind you, or?
Well, definitely at home games, when I hear the crowds like yelling and stuff, I know like, all right, this kid's like he's behind me. I gotta put some pressure on the cornerback.
Seems like most of Taquan's big runs this year will feature you in front of him blocking near the end zone. Is that something you obviously take a lot of pride in your blocking, but it seems like this season you've taken it up a notch where you're just driving guys 40 yards down the field.
I consider myself a good blocker, and I know once they see me in the front, they know like, all right, we're about to score a touchdown. So that's good.
Joining us, quarterback Taquan Marshall.
Taquan, could you talk a little bit about the offensive line when Stick went down? You were down to five guys. What kind of role did they play in this game, especially with you running behind them?
I have a lot of confidence in them. They all know what to do. We practice it every week. I mean, all the guys get reps. So if somebody goes down, I know the next guy's going to step up, and I have confidence in them that they're going to do their job.
Can you talk about your two long touchdown runs?
Great blocking up front. The guys opened up some holes for me. Ricky made a great block on the perimeter. I just tried to make a play and try to kind of get the game in our favor.
You guys were down 21-10, I think it was, and come back, and obviously the two losses you had and lose, but just kind of how does it feel to kind of flip it and come back in such a powerful way?
You're not always going to be in the lead in the game, so it's good to go through adversity and see how guys react, but sometimes they kind of get down, so you just have to make sure everybody stays up, stay positive. And then just come out and just execute and stay calm. That's the most important thing. Just everybody stay relaxed because you're not going to win the game in one play. So you just have to put things together and things will start falling your way. And then after that, it'll just take off.
Again, like he said, we just got to finish, man. And halftime, we're like, all right, we're down, but we're going to keep playing hard and win in our favor. And we actually finished this game. I mean, the last two games, the last game was a tough loss, and we didn't really finish in. We made an emphasis on finishing games.
Kind of rolling off that to Juan. Obviously, the last two close games, the offense wasn't able to put that last drive in, put the game away. How nice was it to get that dagger on that one?
Oh, it was amazing. Just being able to get in victory, honestly, because, I mean, we practice it on Thursdays, but just actually being able to, say victory in the huddle and being able to take the media in the game and also to rally the guys together and put together a drive to go down and actually seal the game. I mean, it's very exciting. We knew we could finish. We just had to actually do it.
Quan, on the first drive, you guys hold the ball for 8 minutes. How disappointing is that not to get the touchdown?
Oh, it's very disappointing because we work on it in practice, and we know when we get inside the red zone that we actually need to finish. 3 points isn't going to always win a game. I mean, it's nice to get points on a drive, but we don't want 3 points. We want to try to get seven, so getting down that close and just not being able to score, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can see the frustration on me walking off the field because, I mean, I don't like to get 3 points. I mean, obviously I'll take it, but when we get that close, we need to put 7 points on the board.
How big was that field goal right before the end of the first half to change the momentum a little bit and get you a little closer?
Oh, it was huge. BK came out. He held his composure. They tried to ice him. And I just told him, I said, hey, you do this at practice every day. Just, stay calm and stay in your zone, and you'll make the kick. And he came out and made a big kick before the half. So, that builds the confidence up as well.
What was Coach's message to you guys at the half? I know he seemed frustrated because, obviously, you settled for some field goals. It could have been a tie game, I guess, at that point, had you scored a touchdown.
just to keep battling. I don't really think it was coach's message. I think a lot of the players came in, you know, we were frustrated because we knew we hadn't been playing to our ability. So, you know, a lot of us came in and just tried to, you know, rally the guys together and let them know, like, hey, when we go out in the second half, we need to pick up the energy, pick up the intensity, and, you know, things will start falling our way, and they did.
Anything else for Ricky and Taquan?
When do you guys start thinking about Clemson and the challenge that is?
Start thinking about them on Monday. Gonna enjoy the it's homecoming, so we're gonna enjoy the win tonight. I mean, we'll probably start thinking about them on Sunday, but I mean, I'm not really too worried about them right now. I'll worry about them on Monday when we come in for meetings.
All right, thank you guys.
Oh. Appreciate it.
Coop got
shut out.
Really good question.